Led Zeppelin guitarist and producer Jimmy Page has been hard at work the last few years, not only remastering the Zeppelin's original studio albums, but also sifting through the hundreds of hours of tape, culling together companion audio discs for each release. Well, Houses of the Holy and Led Zeppelin 4 are the latest to come from this master project, and if you thought those albums sounded good before, wait until you hear the sonic clarity and dynamic range in them now. And each album's companion audio disc offers an insight into the inner workings and growth of Led Zeppelin that wasn't available before. You get previously unreleased versions and mixes of all 8 songs on Led Zeppelin 4. You'll hear rough, in-process mixes of The Ocean and Dear Maker on the Houses of the Holy companion disc. And there's an alternate guitar-heavy mix of The Rain Song with John Paul Jones's signature piano only subtly heard in the mix. Hey, this is your Uncle Joe Benson, and I've got Jimmy Page himself to take us through this painstaking project. He's got stories about the original recordings, stories about the early days, and stories about some of his more monumentous moments of recent years. We'll also hear what he thinks about the impact his own guitar playing has had on the evolution of rock and roll. Welcome to Led Zeppelin Off the Record. Houses of the Holy has just been reissued. Talking with Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin fame here. You put this whole thing together, and the song remains the same. We're talking about remastering. I've I think most of us have listened to these songs many, many times, and I was surprised at all the extra little guitar parts that you can hear now. Were you surprised when you went back and listened to them?
Well, I'll tell you that one of the things that I knew that had been done and that I had a quick reference of all those years ago, mm-hmm. was the song remains the same with the guitars going all the way through it. Originally, it was going to be an instrumental, but it got to the point where it became a song, you know, with lyrics and vocal and that. When I was doing the guitar overdubs for what was going to be the lead parts, mm-hmm. I thought, well, I'm going to do this the whole way through. And pretty much in the style of what I was originally going to do with it. So, you know, you can hear the guitars on it, and you can hear it as a guitar instrumental now with more extended passages, if you like, of the sixth. It's interesting because I knew what I was doing at the time very, very well. I was clearly focused. Mm-hmm. And you can hear that there's parts of these leads which go in on the final version as a song with a vocal. But you can see I'm just flying all the way through these things. I'm Jimmy Page, and you're listening to Led Zeppelin Off the Record with Joe Benson.
When you were doing session work and making such an impact, you were one of the first people, if not the first guy in England, to have a fuzz tone.
Yes, I did.
Where did that come from?
Well, I met somebody called Roger Mayer, and Roger Mayer was working at the Admiralty at the time. He came to me, and he said that he'd like to do something in music, and did I have any ideas? And I said yeah, and I got him to come to my house, and I played him a couple of things. In effect, what it was a distortion,
yes,
unit, an overdrive,
yes.
So we mustn't get sidetracked by the word fuzz box, because that's what it was called, that's what Roger Mayer was calling it, mm-hmm. at that time. Fair enough, that's what it did, it made the sound sort of fuzzy or distorted. But when I got this trial one, and I take it into the studios, everybody just about falls down. They've never heard anything like this. And I made sure that Jeff Beck got the second one.
Yes.
If you think about it, every guitarist out there has got a boost pedal,
yes,
now. Well, it goes right back to that.
The companion audio disc for the first Led Zeppelin album remaster is actually a performance from 1969, recorded at the Olympia in Paris. The interesting thing about that performance is that the band was already playing a couple of songs that would end up on their second album. I'm Joe Benson, and I've got Jimmy Page here. And coming up off the record, Jimmy remembers the band's first ever rehearsal and talks about those early live shows. It's your Uncle Joe Benson here talking with Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. The brand new remasters of Led Zeppelin 4 and Houses of the Holy have come out. Were you surprised at that first jam when you had all four guys in the room all four of you were in the room at the same time, yeah. and how well it came off even on the first song. Were you surprised by that?
What I knew, I'd never felt something like that before. And what I also knew was that everybody else was in the same boat. Mm-hmm. You know, they might have played in the past, no matter what they'd done in the past, they'd never been in a situation where everything was so sort of intense and so heavily connected. Now, I'd worked with Robert at my house, going through the various things that I wanted to do, like Dazed and Confused, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, I could go on and on. But that initial rehearsal was enough for everybody to say, yeah. When I said, well, I want you to come to my house, because that's where I started to put the whole thing together. In other words, the whole thing being the first album and the set to go to Scandinavia to do before going into recording the October of 68. Now, we're recording in October the 68, and the Yardbirds are still going in July of 68. So you can imagine how it sort of magically came together.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true.
All right, it's time for our story of the week, presented by AutoZone. For the parts, accessories, and advice you need to do the job right, get in the zone. AutoZone. Joe Benson here, talking with Jimmy Page off the record. The companion audio you put together for the first Led Zeppelin album remaster is a live performance from the Olympia in Paris, less than a year after you guys hit the road, and it sounds so good. Were you even using monitors at that point in time, or were you just working off the speakers and amplifiers and the PA system?
That's a good question, and I'm not really sure that I can answer it accurately as to whether we did use monitors or not. But what I do know, that there's two things to note. That with the first album, it was done so quickly. It was done, let's say, 30-something hours, completely from beginning to end. By end, I mean completely mixed. That the band are going out and doing live concerts, and because it was done so quickly, there wasn't any extra material to be able to make up a companion disc. So under these circumstances, we had to rely on a live show. But what happens on that companion disc is that you can see that we're already employing songs in there that are actually to come on the second album, but we're already putting them in the set, things like Heartbreaker, etc. Well, you couldn't do that now. You couldn't do that now because it'd be all over YouTube. But in those days, it just seemed perfectly natural to do it, you know, not be inhibited by anything, just get on and do the job that was in hand, which is go out there and really play live and sort of scare people and startle them and exhilarate them at the same time.
The backing track for Living Loving Maid is on the companion audio disc that comes with a newly remastered Led Zeppelin II album. You'll also find the previously unreleased song La La on that one. I'm Joe Benson, and coming up next, off the record, Robert Plant and John Paul Jones' reactions to Jimmy Page's remastering and companion audio project, and a performance that Jimmy himself calls the highlight of his career.
Hey, this is Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, and I'm here with Uncle Joe Benson, off the record.
Led Zeppelin 4 remastered version is out. It contains a couple of very interesting variations. Stairway to Heaven, you actually had recorded that at Sunset Sound, the version that's a companion disc on this, but that's not the finished version. It's not the basic tracks of the finished version, is it?
No. The bulk of the fourth album is done at the Headley Grange, where we resided and recorded with a mobile truck. But I wanted to do it in the studio, a different setup altogether, because, to be honest with you, there was a recording truck outside on the drive to the house, and going backwards and forwards, I thought, with this stairway, I only want to do this in the studio and do that, whereby you walk in and out of the control room and you don't have to go through the elements, you know what I mean, to get to the truck. Yeah. So anyway, the decision was to record that, and it's recorded in a studio in London called Island. But the mix, the initial mix of it, is done at Sunset Sound in Los Angeles. So the original mix to Stairway with the facilities of Sunset Sound is a really, really good one. I mean, sonically it really is. It's like an audiophile mix. And the perspective of the instruments is different, as you would expect. You know, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to make sure that all the sort of filigree additions are there, but I'm going to sort of try and work it in another way. Do you see what I mean?
Exactly.
So on that occasion, I think that it was really, it's really good.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold.
It's your Uncle Joe Benson here talking with Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. The brand new remasters of Led Zeppelin 4 and Houses of the Holy have come out. You talked with Robert Plant and John Paul Jones. Did they supply you with any tracks, anything that might work as a companion to this?
Well, I discussed the idea with them, and I played what I'd proposed for Led Zeppelin 3 for the companion disc, and also what was going to be there for Presence, because that one I thought might have been tricky. In actual fact, something turned up, which, again, I'd hope was going to turn up. So they were just thrilled with what they heard on those things, and they sort of gave it their blessing. Robert actually sent through some tapes, which, you know, but obviously I paid attention to that, to see what he had, just in case he had things that I didn't have. He had a couple of things, you know, various sort of tracks, where he would go home and work on his vocals and that with them. But basically, as I was a producer, I had far more points of reference than anybody else, because I was in the studio more. So all in all, taking on the whole of the project, it was mighty lengthy. You know, it's hundreds of hours of listening.
Yes.
But it arrives at the conclusion, and it's a pretty good one at that.
Another fantastic remaster from Jimmy Page. That's The Immigrant Song from the recently released remastered Led Zeppelin 3 album. I'm Joe Benson, and Jimmy Page is here taking us through the Led Zeppelin catalog. Coming up next, he shares a couple of career highlights, one that involves a nervous performance with two other stellar guitar players, and the second happening in Beijing, China. Details are next.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Page, and this is Led Zeppelin Off the Record with Joe Benson.
All right.
Yeah.
It might get loud.
Yeah.
The look on your face when you pull the guitar out and you plug it in, and the look on your face, that was priceless. You had fun doing that, didn't you?
Yeah, but it was scary.
Why?
It was scary because we didn't have a script. Jack was in town, Edge was in town, but we didn't meet up with each other until we got on that stage. And that's exactly how Davis Guggenheim wanted it to be. And I think whenever I played, I was playing out of nervousness because we didn't have
an arrangement.
Well, we didn't say, well, look, if we get a bit stuck, we can do such and such a blues and we'll all work on that and see how that goes. I think I started playing a whole lot of love out of nerves. I thought, well, everyone will know it. And
it was fun seeing their eyes light up.
You know, but the thing is, yeah, when I'm playing that guitar, if I get all the rhythm going on it, gives like Jack a chance to do a solo. But Edge, he just comes out with this fantastic sort of slide solo of it, because we're all playing slide guitar, which is really cool. And he just does this beautiful solo, and he's actually describing how he puts things together. He's like a sonic architect.
Yes.
And you don't know just how much of everything is just always put together. But there you go, you get to hear Edge just really playing this beautiful stuff, and it's cool. And Jack, well, Jack's a genius, isn't he? That's all there is to it.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, and you're listening to Off the Record with your Uncle Joe Benson.
Okay, so the most familiar, most popular guitar riff in the history of the world. There you are at the Olympics.
Yeah.
In China. God knows how many hundred feet above the ground.
Yeah, it was high.
It was high. Were you the least bit worried? Was there any stage fright whatsoever about playing this in front of 240 million people?
Well, Leona Lewis was just so cool.
Yes.
And her vocal that she was doing with it was just, and I mean this in a really good way, it was sultry, but you know, but with her whole dynamics and that, was fantastic. It was a really important thing to do. It's a real sort of like high point in my career to have done that and pulled it off. That we pulled it off like that was fantastic.
You need cool air.
That's the remastered version of Whole Lotta Love from Led Zeppelin II. The remastered versions of Houses of the Holy and Led Zeppelin IV just came out, and Jimmy Page has already finished both the remastering and the companion audio discs for Physical Graffiti and Presence, which could be released as early as February. Off the Record is a product of Westwood One and is distributed by Compass Media Marketing. It was brought to you by Grainger. Get what you need when you need it. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Off the Record was written and produced by Stacey Perrin. Production and engineering by Brett Abbott. Special thanks to Nate Potker and to Mike Sherry at 100.3 The Sound. And a big thanks to Jimmy Page for taking the time to chat. I'm Joe Benson. You can email me at UncleJoe@UncleJoe.com. And we'll see you next time for the Off the Record Holiday Music Special.